You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I'm not going to lie, this particular letter that came in through Facebook, it made me kind of sad. Hopefully, Katie can work things out here. She says, hi boys, we just got back from our honeymoon. And it was actually our first vacation together. We met just before the pandemic, so couldn't travel except for him to meet my parents, and that was just 2 days. Our honeymoon was 6 days in Mexico. Did you guys honeymooned in Mexico too, right?
Playa, yeah.
Yeah. She says, our honeymoon was 6 days in Mexico, and it didn't go very well. When I go places, I like to go places. I like to see the sights, and I like to explore. This is Katie writing, by the way. She says, my husband apparently only does one thing, lay on the beach or at the pool and drink cervezas. Well, technically, that's two things.
Right.
She says, every time I tried to get him to go somewhere with me, he said, quote, this is a vacation. I don't like running around on vacation. Stay here with me. End quote. She writes, so I did for the first couple of days. Then I was losing my mind with boredom and went and did some things by myself. And he stayed at the pool. She says, what do you do when you find you've married someone who doesn't treat vacations the same as you? And then she closes with, this is going to be a long marriage.
Aww.
That's from Katie. We're going to open up the phones on this just to see how many of our listeners are like Katie or are like her husband. Because I know that people are wired differently like this. There are people who, when they go on vacation, mm-hmm. they are go, 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 go. And there are other people who are just like him who don't want to move a muscle if they can help it.
Yeah, a lot of people just get into that vacation mode where you are just supposed to relax for like 7 days and not do anything. I used to be in that camp. Going back to our honeymoon and Playa and stuff, we did not do a lot on that honeymoon. Nicole maybe would want to do a few more activities than I did. I just wanted to lay by the pool and by the beach and just enjoy our time together. Although looking back, like I feel like that time that we went to Mexico, it was at the height of like when all the drug cartels were chopping people's heads off and stuff. So I didn't want to venture too far off the resort, you know, for fear of our lives. But since then, when we travel, we hit activities, man. We do activities and visit, you know, restaurants and the sights and all that. We try to make the most of wherever we're going, mm-hmm. see the area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's different, I guess, too, when you have kids. You want them to experience other things. But, yeah, that's difficult when you're traveling with somebody who just wants to lay around and you're, like, you know, itching to get out and do something. That'd be hard.
I had a friend of mine. This was a few years ago. And she had a best friend, another woman, and they would travel together occasionally. Like, maybe once every couple of years, they would go somewhere. And they were this couple. They were just friends, but one was a go, 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 go. My friend was a total go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend was, I'm not leaving the pool. You can go. So what they did is they agreed if they went somewhere for 4 days, they did every other day.
Oh, that works.
One day was all day at the pool. The next day was run around like, you know, crazy people. Third day, all day at the pool. And then the fourth day, and I guess that's the way.
That's a good compromise.
You
I think
try
it depends on where you're going too. Like if you're going to, let's say, I don't know, I'm pulling this out of my butt, like South Dakota, you're gonna be driving around for like 10 days doing all the sights up there. You know, you're gonna be doing things and seeing things. But I feel like a lot of times on beach vacations, like mm-hmm. your goal is just to park your booty on the beach for 5 days.
I guess I'm that person who can't do that for very long. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just not for 3 days in a row. After a while, my brain would explode.
No more water.
I want to take one quick call before we go to break, and then we can take others. Let's have a quick chat with Rosie. Rosie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning to you.
So what would you say to Katie?
I would say that she and her new husband have to vacation separately.
That might be in the cards, huh?
I am not opposed to that, by the way. And I know, Rosie, some people freak out when they hear that, right? They're like, oh, you're married. You can't vacation. Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can. You're married every other day of the year. But, you know, if you're going to go somewhere for a week, you could go by yourself. I mean, not by yourself, but with a friend, potentially. Mm-hmm. I'd love to vacation with my friends.
Sure, go do something.
Yeah, so are you married?
I was.
And did you guys vacation separately?
No, we really didn't. Unfortunately, the first 5 or 6 years of our marriage, we vacationed in Ohio, which was where his family was from. So every vacation.
Sounds like me. Every year we have to go to Iowa, you know?
Yeah, going to Ohio every year is not a vacation.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's definitely not. Definitely not, especially when having to visit with his entire family in the process.
No more Ohio for you, huh?
No, divorce that. Divorce that. And now I just a vacation with my friends, or I just came back from a wonderful vacation with my son. And it was the first time that I had ever vacationed with my son alone without his father or any other members of our families.
Good for you.
Where'd you go?
We went to Maui.
Ooh, nice.
Look at that.
What a nice little trip.
It was fabulous. It was fabulous. I would highly recommend it for anybody that has not been. It was, beautiful paradise.
Awesome.
Well, I am glad that turned out to be so much fun for you, and I really appreciate you calling, Rosie. Have a great day, okay?
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye. Now, you would never consider vacationing separately
from
Nicole.
Not at this point. We're all still getting along pretty good, and we like vacationing together. I don't see it being really brought up. And for all the smack I talk, I do love going to Iowa. So, I can't see it.
I just would say to people, I would not just knee-jerk reaction reject the idea of separate vacations. It doesn't mean that you don't love each other. It doesn't mean that you're not a wonderful couple, but sometimes you just have separate interests.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with going on separate vacations every once in a while. And I don't know why that is so taboo in our culture. They're like, oh, it means you are getting divorced if you start vacation. No, it doesn't. People are so immature about that. I don't get it.
I guess it's just because if you're working 24/7 and you guys are constantly working and you do get a break of 7 days off, it is just kind of nice to spend time with each other because, you know, you're pushing the madness of real life to the side.
Well,
and it is kind of your time to catch up and do something together. That's what I see about vacations.
Yeah, but I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think you can do both. I mean, go on vacations together, but also occasionally, why not? Like even just a long weekend, like a 3-day weekend. Yeah. If there's something that you're into but your spouse isn't, just go do it.
Civil War battlefields.
yeah.
Yeah. No, you go alone.